From the World section of the New York Times, North Korea Defying Warnings Prepares Long-Range Rocket Launch, by Cho Sang-hoon. In a new dare to the United States and its allies, North Korea has notified the United Nations agency responsible for navigation safety that it is planning to launch a long-range rocket this month to put a satellite into orbit. The agency, the International Maritime Organization, said Tuesday that it had received a notification from the North Korean authorities of a multi-stage rocket launch between the hours of 7 a.m. and noon local time, on an as-yet unspecified day between Monday and February 25th. An agency spokeswoman, Natasha Brown, said North Korea's notification described the payload as an Earth observation satellite it called Kwangmyong-song, which translates as Lodestar. If the launch goes as planned, the notification said, the rocket's first stage will fall in waters off the west coast of South Korea, and the second stage in waters east of the Philippines. The notification followed warnings to North Korea advising against a launch from the U.S. and allied nations, which consider such a step a cover for developing an intercontinental ballistic missile that can deliver a nuclear bomb. Under a series of UN Security Council resolutions, North Korea is barred from developing nuclear weapons or ballistic missile technologies. North Korea had notified the International Maritime Organization of some earlier rocket tests. Another UN agency, the International Telecommunication Union, said Tuesday that it also had been notified by the North Koreans of an impending launch of the Kwangmyong-song satellite, but without specifying a date range. An agency spokesman, Sanjay Acharya, said it had been advised by Kim Kwang-chol, the North Korean Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, that the satellite was designed to function for 4 years. North Korea insists that its rocket program is peaceful, aimed at launching satellites to gather data for weather forecasting and for other scientific purposes. But after the country successfully put a Kwangmyong-song satellite into orbit by using its Unha-3 rocket in December 2012, the U.S. worried that in the process, the North was also moving toward acquiring the ability to deliver a nuclear warhead on a long-range ballistic missile. That Unha-3, a three-stage rocket, blasted off from the Tongchang-ri launching site near the country's northwestern border with China. U.S. and South Korean officials have been monitoring the site for signs of preparations for another rocket launch, especially after North Korea conducted its fourth nuclear test on January 6th. The U.S. and its allies are working to muster international support for a new Security Council resolution imposing another round of sanctions against the North. They've expressed concern that the North might attempt a long-range rocket test in retaliation. In a report published last Thursday on 38 North, a U.S. website specializing in North Korea, Jack Liu, an expert on North Korea's rocket program, said it appeared to be in the early stages of preparation for launching a space launch vehicle. He used recent satellite images of the site for his analysis. South Korean intelligence officials said that in its 2012 rocket launch, North Korea was actually testing a design for a ballistic missile that could eventually fly more than 6,200 miles with a warhead of about 1,100 to 1,300 pounds, putting the west coast of the U.S. in range. North Korea has recently completed renovating its Tongchang-ri site to be able to launch a rocket more powerful than any tested so far. Though it is widely believed to have at least several nuclear weapons, North Korea has never tested a missile that could deliver one beyond its home region. Some analysts have also said the North needed more tests to acquire the ability to produce a warhead that could survive re-entry from space, or one small enough to mount on a long-range missile. North Korea is preparing to celebrate the February 16th birthday of Kim Jong-il, the father of the current leader, Kim Jong-un, and a large congress of the ruling Workers' Party in May. Some analysts have said that Kim wanted to show off advances in his nuclear and long-range missile programs before those events. He has called for his country to develop and launch a variety of more working satellites, using carrier rockets of bigger capacity. As recently as last September, North Korea warned that the world will clearly see a series of satellites of military-first Korea soaring.